Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The U.S. is opening a new chapter in its relationship with Ecuador, said Vice President Mike Pence on a recent visit to the Central American nation. That chapter, he said, begins with our shared prosperity. In the United States, more than 3.4 million new jobs have been created, and the American economy grew by nearly 3% last year. In Ecuador, observed Vice President Pence, bold action has resulted in a growing economy as well, empowering entrepreneurs and workers. Not only that, the Ecuadorian leadership has worked to root out the scourge of corruption, even at the highest levels of government. To aid in this effort, Mr. Pence announced that the U.S. will provide nearly $1.3 million to help end corruption and strengthen civil society in Ecuador. The United States will also work with Ecuador to confront the menace of drug trafficking and criminal organizations. A flow of illegal narcotics and vicious criminals have claimed too many lives of promise in my country and yours, declared Mr. Pence. The United States welcomed the reestablishment of the Office of Security Cooperation, which will bring both militaries closer. Through training and assistance, it will better equip Ecuador and the United States to confront the challenges facing the people of both countries and across the region. In an effort to improve coordination between U.S. and Ecuadorian law enforcement, Vice President Pence announced that the United States aims to provide up to $3.45 million in new funding for Ecuador, pending the completion of congressional notification requirements, for capacity building and technical assistance programs to strengthen Ecuador's criminal justice and law enforcement capabilities. We will continue to work together to forge a future of freedom for both our countries, said Vice President Pence. So, with appreciation for our shared history, with confidence that we are renewing a partnership for the benefit of both of our people, and with God's help, I know that the bonds between our nations will grow stronger still, and the best days for Ecuador and the United States of America are yet to come.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.